Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area where we've been keeping an eye on Barry all day and the last 3 or 4 days just watching the system so close. It is right now, it is 5 o'clock Eastern, which means it's 4 o'clock Central time with the latest updates on the storm. Well, let's start off with this radar. I mean, look at all this rain. And you can see the center, this rotation right here. That's pretty close to where we have the large area rotation, the center of this tropical storm. But look at all this rain. I mean, all this rain from the Gulf continues to stream into portions of southeast Louisiana. And looking offshore, you just start seeing some of these rain bands form. What we have is a lot of times during the night, it continues to cause a problem, and we'll start seeing some of this move onshore with time. So that could be nocturnal rain. You can continue to see a lot of this rainfall, and that's what we want to be careful. It is not over yet. Even for areas that haven't seen a lot of rain yet, that doesn't mean it's over. So we got to be real careful with that. Look at all the rain out in the rain bands. I mean, we were talking about, you know, 50 miles, 100 miles, 150 miles away, you could actually see large rainfall totals and even tornadoes. And that's what we've seen all day long, these rain bands not even moving. The individual storms keep moving, but look, not the area. The area stays the same, and that means we can have a lot of problems. There has been some tornado warnings and some flooding around this area. And we're updating the forecast, but the bottom line here is it's still going to be slow. These forecast points, look how close they are together. And we're talking Monday morning, the system's still in Arkansas. And that means slow movement. So you're going to have rain right around the center and to the right-hand side. So this is going to be a problem not just for now, but this problem is going to continue and continue into the weekend and even early next week. Look at some of these rainfall totals that we have. I mean, look at this. I mean, it adjusted every once in a while, an inch or two in either direction. But the bottom line, core rainfall amounts, could see some 10 to 15 inch rainfall amounts in some of these areas. And look how large this area is of 10 to 15 and also the 6 to 10 inches going up the Mississippi Delta. So we got to watch this over the next few days because there's more rain to come. With that slow movement, we often see some of the nighttime rains, and in the next 2 or 3 days you'll start seeing those rainfall move northward. And we're going to talk about Arkansas, Tennessee, where you can see some of those dangerous rains and even some flash flooding at times. So we're going to have to watch this over time. And it's interesting to note, we need to look at this because this really highlights some of these trouble spots. This right here is from the Weather Prediction Center. They're the ones that really issue those rainfall forecasts and do a great job for us here at NOAA and throughout the Weather Service. I mean, the high risk is the highest risk that we can issue, and we see that in portions of Louisiana. But even a moderate risk, you got to take serious. That's throughout a lot of Mississippi, Arkansas, as well. So any one of these areas, we can see dangerous flash flooding. And the storm surge continues. We're seeing very elevated water levels. We're looking at the National Ocean Service gauges and really looking at the water levels that are still high, and that's still dangerous. And what that does is the high water like that really impedes the progress of some of the draining of the rivers, which backs up those rivers. So we need to watch for that rainfall. Some of the rivers anywhere around Louisiana are going to have a tough time draining. And we're getting reports of flooding around Lake Pontchartrain, 3 to 5 foot of surge in areas around Lake Pontchartrain and the Mississippi coast. And look at this along the Louisiana coast, 3 to 6 foot of storm surge. So still a dangerous situation. It's going to take a while for this water to drain. So we got to watch out for that. Turn around, don't drown. We don't need to have anybody out on the roads when told not to be there. Don't be there. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.